The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Only with your help, Brave Guardian, will we capture Naporia's most wanted and return them to Eudala's dungeon. Only then can we bring back the light of Lathander and save Naporia. You are the only one who can control the magic of the dungeon to create the foes that will make the Dungeon Rats pay for their horrible past. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. Who would have thought a few little rabbits would prove to be stronger than all of the rats combined? I'd like to thank Lewis Melton Jr. for submitting today's especially fuzzy encounter. But first, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They have killed two kings, one queen, and maybe even our most beloved princess, Princess Malia. But fear not, for we are proving our strength over their weak wills. I have no doubt that we will defeat them all, especially since their most powerful member, Daryl, fell to Eudala over a year ago. In an attempt to bring back this tiny, mighty dust goblin, Bellegarde went into business with Lokar, a self-assured dwarf who is also an expert in magnarium mining. They were trying to get as much magnarium as possible so they could sell it for a hefty amount of gold. Bellegarde was to use this gold to raise Daryl from the dead. But alas, thanks to your help, we stopped this plan cold. So now the rats have left the mine and are walking through the woods. They have discovered something that we have known for too long. The forest is dying. The undermush grows thick. So not only is the lack of sun causing death, but so is the soil itself. This undermush is causing the death of all life, and the animals who eat it are under Eudala's influence. So, let's get back to the rats, as they attempt to defend themselves from a undermushed herd of rabbits.
13.
10.
I'm rolling a lot of ones. Well, I'm not paying attention at all. Didn't notice any of the bunnies. It makes perfect sense, actually.
All right, Gilf, these bunnies are looking at you. One thing you've noticed about them are they are very muscular for bunnies.
Oh, shit. Like dogs? Like Rottweilers?
They're like thick bunnies.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
The thickest bunnies.
Cross-training bunnies.
They're bunnies who've been on a steady diet of death mushrooms.
Every bunny has an arm sleeve.
Yeah.
Bro bunnies.
Gilf stops. He looks at the bunnies. And he notices that they're pretty muscular. And he's still thinking that they're bunnies, though. You know,
yeah,
they're
big
bunnies.
Bunnies.
They don't seem like they're aggressive. They're just staring,
they're
right?
They're staring with these noses twitching in the air like they're smelling. They've got their heads up.
Gilf reaches into his backpack, pulls out some type of cured meat, and just, like, throws it at the group of five bunnies.
And the bunnies dive on top of it and devour it in seconds.
Okay, that's not normal, guys.
Ah.
So he, I guess, paces backward to get out of their range.
Ooh, I'm standing right behind you.
First, the bunny that is directly in front of Bugfly catches wind of her scent. Turns, looks right at her. sprints in her direction, jumps into the air, lands on her face, and takes a bite.
Oh my gosh!
What's your armor class?
15.
Do you wear a hat?
No. She has goggles on her.
But I have goggles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the bunny rears back its head and sinks its teeth right into your goggles.
I need that. It's trying to, like, get it off of me. Oh, my God.
Next up are the five bunnies directly in front of you.
Aren't they eating?
Yeah, but they're done already. That's their bonus action, baby.
Damn it.
The bunnies finish eating this tiny slab of meat. They all turn and face Gilf and Rhoda, run at them, jump into the air, land on their shoulders, and go to bite. So it's going to be two attacks on Rhoda, three on Gilf. So let's do Rhoda first. First one bites right into her chainmail. The second one bites right into her chainmail, dealing no damage.
That tickles.
Gilf, first one.
Hits his eye.
Rolls a natural 20.
Oh, shit.
Dealing 18 damage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Bites right into the side of his neck. Blood starts gushing out, and it's just hanging there, sucking it all in.
Oh, my gosh.
The third bunny is distracted by all the blood and does nothing.
Yeah, head is back. It's like rub a dub dub.
Bugfly, you're up. You have this bunny on your head.
Struggling with this bunny, and I reach into my pack and I eat a mushroom.
All right. You suddenly feel strong. It reminds you of that time you drank that hill giant
That's
potion.
That's what I was hoping for, yes. So I feel like I'm like so roided up.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Okay. So I want to grab the bunny and I just like want to like battle cry and squish it with my strong hand.
Roll dexterity to see if you can grab this bunny.
17.
You grab the bunny off of your head and you squeeze. Roll damage. Roll a d6.
Yeah.
That's strength. Yeah.
5.
Okay, so you wrap your hands around the bunny. You squeeze hard and its head just pops right.
How many bunnies?
There's 5 remaining that you can see.
Keep that bunny head to make like a lucky charm out of it.
Rhoda, your turn.
Okay, well, I scream, Gilf! Excellent. I see Gilf being bit by these bunnies, and so I am going to kneel down, and as I take out my dagger, I'm going to say, may the warmth of the pouch guide me in this great battle to beat these little hellish bunnies, and forgive me for killing the possum god's creatures. And then I lunge forward and I'm going to try to like spear all 3 of the bunnies onto my dagger, like a skewer
like
off of Gilf. Yeah.
Roll dexterity. This is about aim.
12.
So the way I'm picturing it is there's 2 bunnies on this side, 1 bunny on this side. The 12 is good enough to take your dagger and dig it into 2 bunnies. But what you're unable to do is to get it around Gilf and get that 3rd bunny.
Can I just grab that one with my hand?
Yeah, as your 2nd action.
Yeah.
So you take the dagger and you jam it through 2 of the bunnies who are still alive, kicking on the edge of your dagger. And then you reach your hand forward and grab the 3rd bunny.
Can I smash it onto the dagger?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do I need a roll?
Yeah. Roll dexterity.
You sure about that?
No, I'm not. They're just bunnies.
8.
Yeah, so you jam the 3rd bunny onto your dagger, but there's not quite enough room, so only 1 leg gets on there, and the other leg is kicking to the side.
And I bite it with my teeth and rip it off.
Oh, God.
All right, you sink your teeth into the bunny, and you rip it in 2.
So there's still 2 on her, correct?
There's 2 on her,
yeah.
And we are to Bellegarde.
All right, well, I'm right next to them, I assume, right? Or I can move over to them at least.
Mm-hmm.
Right, then I'm going to move over, grab the 2 by the scruff of the neck that are on her back, pull them off, and smash them into each other.
Okay, go for it. Roll strength. No, roll dexterity.
Okay, so the dexterity roll would be a 16.
Oh, yeah, with ease.
You grab them off of her shoulder and you bash their heads together. Suddenly, against your back, Beauregard, you feel a rabbit land on the other side. And then you start to feel just this pile of rabbits landing on your broad shoulders. There must be 10 of them there.
That is too many rabbits.
So Gilf turns around. He drops his cloak down a little bit so Beauregard can see him. And he's like, "You gotta trust me on this one, buddy." And he casts Thunderwave, but he also has Careful. So he's gonna, you know, he'll automatically save on it.
Right.
He's got like 10 bunnies just trying to get him. Thunderwave hits, right?
Thunderwave automatically hit. So all 10 bunnies go flying off of his back as they start to scatter and just disintegrate into the air.
Oh, I still have to roll damage for it, right?
You do, because, and then you can still roll a saving to save it completely.
Gotcha. Okay. So like a burst like around me, but there's like a little pocket that if I stay in, I'm safe.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Cool as shit.
That's Careful.
Can I say that while Gilf was gearing up to do that I had the bunnies on my skewer and I was like, with this bunny blood, I am going to create an illusion of the possum god. And I had been behind Gilf, like doing the same gestures as him. And I was like, I'm the greater sorcerer.
She takes a little of the bunny blood and she makes like a scar on her forehead, like Harry Potter. The thunder wave hits Tanya.
And so roll a dexterity saving throw to avoid all damage. What is your spell save DC?
14.
All right, so he saves. So he takes no damage. And all of these bunnies disappear.
What'd you do with Frank?
Yeah, they both think that like the other Kane is someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And Beauregard would still believe that. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's the bunny's turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Serena. Nope.
That's not me.
You're not in the game.
I'm not, no.
And I'm Chandler Bing.
Bugfly, you feel another bunny jump onto your back. As it weighs down on your right shoulder, another bunny bites into your ankle, and yet a third bunny jumps in front of you and lands right next to your neck.
Oh my gosh.
What's your armor class?
15.
The bunny on your back misses and does no damage. The bunny on your shoulder misses and does no damage. The third bunny
plays you a song.
Yeah.
Crit failed.
Oh, yeah.
So the third bunny bites his own ankle. And falls off his shoulder.
Dummy.
When they die, they disappear.
They explode.
It's so weird.
So there's three of them around you.
When Bugfly has any like mind-altering or body-altering substance in her body, like these mushrooms or like the drought of Hildreth, she blacks out, kind of. So she has no recollection of what she's doing. She's just pure, like, juggernaut fury. And so I'm going to... There's three bunnies, right?
There's one on your back, one on your shoulder, and one on the ground in front of you, wincing in pain.
Okay, so I'm going to, like, throw myself on my back to squish it that way. And I'm going to try to grab the one that's wincing in fury and crush it with my hands.
Acrobatics for the first...
11.
So you jump onto your back, smashing one of the bunnies.
Ha! I don't know what you want.
I don't want anything. And then you try to reach forward and grab the bunny that was at your feet. Roll dexterity.
7.
Oh, the bunny jumps out of the way at the last moment.
Sounds and noises.
Rhoda, your turn.
There's no bunnies around us right now that
we
see.
Not right now that you can see.
Okay, I'll look for some.
All right, roll perception.
You got it. 14.
What you see is the ground where all the decaying matter is. You see countless numbers of burrows where basically there's movement underneath, where there's, it looks like some sort of animal is like pushing this decaying stuff away and coming towards your party. It's hard to count how many. They're just constantly moving in your direction.
Okay. Can I breathe fire on all of that?
Yeah. So you could breathe fire on the ground directly in front of mm-hmm. you, and then kind of swing it around to hit as many of these burrows as you can. Roll damage.
Okay, 5.
So this, I'm trying to think of the word, not stream of fire. What would it be called?
Like a cone or a spread?
Line of fire?
It's a blast of the pouch warmth.
This blast of pouch warmth leaves your mouth.
Oh, that's a horrible.
You love it. You love my pouch.
Don't subject the audience to that. That's awful.
Now you're making it weird.
As it hits the ground instantly ignites in flame. All of these burrows that you saw to catch on fire, you see bunnies emerging from underneath this decayed material. They are on fire, sort of running in circles. It's chaotic because you don't even know where a bunny starts and where the fire ends.
That's not what happened.
Massacre.
Yeah.
So she just slaughtered like 50, 60, yeah, 100
just,
bunnies.
There's just flaming bunnies now surrounding you. And this fire continues to spread across all of this dead land. You are completely engulfed in flame.
Did I do that?
Fucking catchphrase. Urkel catchphrase.
Beauregard, you see this flame come up around you.
Is there a source of water anywhere near us?
Not that you can see.
But is the fire here and there's like safety behind us?
She did a big arcing pouch warmth blast.
Right.
I mean, you guys are... I think right next to Rhoda is the safest, but as you get away from her, it's just a fire spreading rapidly.
We are in a circle inside fire.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's coming. It's also going towards Bugfly.
Oh, we'll be fine.
Okay, then I am going to grab them. I'm going to spend a point of ki, and I'm going to try to run and jump us out over the ring of fire toward Bugfly.
Oh, cool. Roll dexterity and strength.
So epic.
Hello.
And strength.
Dexterity is going to be a 9. Ooh, and strength is going to be a 10.
Okay.
Sounded good.
Beauregard, you reach out your arms. You confidently say, I got this. You grab onto Rhoda's back and you grab onto to Gilf's robe and you jump into the air, but you're not strong enough.
It's a regular jump.
Yeah, and you're not. Yeah. So the three of you just get lifted about a foot into the air and then land back on the ground. Still behind all of the flame.
It's like a 2-foot
Are we
vertical.
Dancing again? Doing the bunny hop?
Yeah.
Gilf.
So we have bunnies coming after us.
Flaming bunnies.
Flaming bunnies. The forest is on fire. Are the bunnies coming from all directions? Just like the fire?
Yes.
Okay, so like a circle of like, they're like surrounding us at this point.
Some of them are dying because they're getting burned up.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, so Gilf steps in front of Beauregard and Rhoda and just pushes forward with his hands, like at his chest, like pushes forward. And cast Ray Frost right at the, like a stream right in front of the button to like hit the bunnies on the ground.
Roll to hit.
Natural 20.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
So you spray forward with your Ray of Frost. And it clears a tiny narrow passageway. Just thin enough for you to fit through. It'd be very difficult for Rhoda or Beauregard to fit through this path. But you think you might be able to burrow your way in there.
Like a path?
Yeah, it's like a thin place where the fires die down. It's still going to be super hot in there.
Yeah.
And your robes might burn off. But you can put your body in there without stepping directly into flame.
Did I get any bunnies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Give me something.
Frozen bunnies.
Yeah, and you cleared a little path. That was great. Best you could have done.
Okay. Well, what does that mean?
You're fighting a forest fire. Yeah. It's like taking a squirt gun and squirting it into...
That's true. I was also like trying to remember what we did with that water skin and like hoping that no one tries to empty a water tiger.
You left it on the street
okay,
corner.
Yeah, that's what happened to it.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been hilarious. Like, and we're just being attacked by like fire, water, bunnies, and tigers all at the same time. So it's only big enough for me?
Yes.
Wow. So on the other side of that, there's no fire?
No, fire starts again. So basically, how far does it go?
60 feet.
So you basically have a 60-foot narrow passage of cleared area.
So we're burning down the entire fucking forest?
Right now, this whole area is in flames. Yeah. Dude, it's nothing but dead wood.
I was lit on fire.
Yeah,
yeah, I was expecting like a little thing, but you're saying it's like we created a forest fire.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's my bad. I had always imagined that when I breathed fire that it was like it would singe things until they burn no more. But that it definitely makes sense that if things were dead that they would just keep catching on fire.
You took a flamethrower to a dying forest. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A brittle, dry forest. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like typically it's like if a person catches on fire, they just turn into ash and die.
Really? Is that your firsthand experience?
That's how I've typically killed in my past.
Gilf.
So Gilf sees the beam go forward, sees that it's made a path, but it's pretty much just made a path to more fire. Like they can see. And he's just like, guys, I don't know if we can stop this fire. These bunnies are coming right at us. I think this is the end right now.
Do you want to pray?
Flaming bunnies jump out of the fire around you. First one flies at Beauregard and misses, just landing back into the fire on the other side. Another one flies out towards Gilf, misses, and just lands back into the fire and dies. A third going for Rhoda. Misses as well! They cannot see anything because they are on fire. But you still have two around you, don't you?
Yeah.
So, Bugfly, as this flame grows around you, the bunnies instantly catch on fire, but they do not seem distracted from accomplishing their goal, and that's biting you.
Did she squish one, though? I did. There's three.
There were three. So there's two you're still dealing with. First one bites. Sinks its teeth right into your face.
My face?
Your face.
Oh, my gosh.
Dealing you 8 damage.
Cool.
The second one goes to bite into the back of your neck. It hits.
Oh my gosh.
Dealing you 8 damage.
Okay.
So you take 16 damage.
All right.
Hard game session to beat Bugfly.
Yeah, oh man.
Bugfly, your turn.
I almost died so many times. Where is everyone in relation to me?
You're having a really hard time being able to tell because everything's on fire.
How long does this mushroom last?
Oh, you still feel...
I feel really jacked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so my thoughts are really simple right now. So I'm like, fire, bad. bunnies, ow. And... So I'm going to like try to run to the least fiery place where is it all the same?
Yeah, I think because you're further away from the party, if you started sprinting now, you might be able to get out in front of the fire. You'll still risk some fire damage making this move, but because you weren't right next to Rhoda when she blasted it, it still came towards you really quickly, but you're not at the epicenter of the fire blast.
There's trees around me as well, or is it
nothing? No, you've entered an area where all the trees are dead, on the ground. Now on fire.
So I'm having all of these like really simple thoughts real fast, and I'm like, Rhoda, friend, and I'm gonna drink my health potion
I have. Yes.
And I'm going to sprint towards the least fiery area. So I'm trying to get in front of the fire.
So the health potion will give you back 2d8 hit points. So go ahead and roll that.
6.
So you get 6 hit points back.
Okay.
Aha. So you stop gushing blood from from your face
from
and neck.
From my face.
And neck, yeah.
And my neck, yeah.
All right, so run through the fire. Roll dexterity.
17.
So you're able to find the coolest spots along the way and not take any fire damage.
Great.
And you get just out in front of it. You know next turn, you're going to have to run to avoid being burned. Rhoda, what are you going to do?
Are there any bunnies on me?
No, they're not on you. They all basically kamikaze'd back into the fire.
Yeah, and they're all just running around burning.
They're all slowly dying.
Okay, well, I think that because I don't really see any way out, that I think it's time that we all say goodbye.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, to the great beyond, or, like...
to each other.
You're somewhere else.
Oh, sorry.
So, I go over to Gilf and Beligard, and I, like, place my arms around them, so we're in a little circle, and I say,
it was really nice knowing you guys.
Wait, what?
And loving you. I'm really sorry that I put us in a situation where the fire that I was using my pouch placenta blast to save us.
Pouch placenta blast.
Oh, I hate it so much.
And I was hoping that the possum god would assist me in saving my best friend's lives, but it turns out that I'm also the biggest killer.
Illigar's just nodding.
So I, like, guide us down to kneel on the ground, and I say...
Gilf is kind of, like, struggling as she's, like, pushing me down to kneel.
Dear Possum God...
Wait, now?
Here are prayers. We accept this death to become part of the great warmth of the pouch.
Illigar's going to nod, but he's also going to heal as he's... So like, he's like, great. But he does grab a Gilf and heals his neck because he's like, well, we might have to leave her.
Oh, yeah. Keep doing it.
Keep praying. It is within you, the possum god, that we find solitude. And we are also forgiven because you forgive us, right, possum god, for killing all those people and these bunnies. And you forgive the fact that I almost left Gilf to die because I didn't know it was Gilf, but it was Gilf. But I would never leave a stranger really to die, possum god. But anyway, it doesn't matter. As I die now.
As Gilf feels the healing, he also starts to believe that it's real. You know what I mean? Like, as Beligard starts healing, he's like,
oh yeah, possum god, forgive me of my sins. One time I made up a stupid rumor about Ben Galupski in school at one time, that he was completely illiterate and they had to hold him back 3 grades. Oh man, forgive me for that.
And also forgive Beligard for being simple.
Bam.
I am a man of simple needs. Forgive me, possum god, for killing a lot of people, maiming others, humiliating many, and really being completely neglectful to an entire kingdom.
At this moment, the sky turns a bright gold.
Yes. Yes, this is what happened to me last time, you guys. You guys, this is exactly what happened.
Gil's eyes get really big as he looks up. He's like, oh my god, religion is real.
We're gonna meet the possum god again.
I don't wanna meet the possum god.
He's gonna take care of us forever.
Can't you feel the warmth of the pouch?
That's fire, Beligard. Beligard, that is fire.
No, it's the warmth of the pouch.
As you say this, you look up to the sky. It has grown brighter. And a figure starts to appear.
Yes, yes, yes.
Possum God, yes.
From within the great pouch we are reborn. And upon the back of our mother we all cling. When one suffers, we all suffer.
Yes,
my
yes.
Children.
Wait, hold on.
Be safe. And riding on the back of a bunch of possums. Can I say we're putting out the fire as we're like scurrying over?
It's just a waterfall of possums.
Obscured by a glowing yellow light. Cyril is riding through, just like kind of stomping out the fire.
So as he rides on these golden possums, you see the fire start to go away. It completely gets pressed down lower and lower until there's nothing but ash on the ground.
Am I dead?
Daryl!
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 You're the possum
just
guy!
Pile right on top of him. Daryl!
My mushroom's gone.
You're still roided up.
Running.
can I try to calm Bugfly? Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'll try to calm Bugfly.
All right, roll persuasion.
Persuasion.
Against your intelligence.
9.
8.
Barely persuaded. Be calm, young bug
friend.
Fly.
Friend, hug friend. Friend. Oh, squish friend.
What was this name you called me?
Possum guy.
Daryl.
Yes, that is what they used to call me. Daryl the Green.
What?
Yes, that's what they used to call me all the time. Daryl the Green.
Daryl, do you know us?
I am Daryl, yes. Daryl the Yellow.
Wait, what?
You notice his skin is like all like super yellow now instead of green.
Why is your last name your skin color?
Yes. Question good.
You are...
It doesn't make any sense.
You are my friends. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
I like tried grabbing my in my sack and like shove this like Darrell doll like in his face and like, you.
I thought you're... I had that.
Yeah. Perfect. Sleight of hand.
Is she also hurt?
She's been hurt.
Yeah.
I will heal you as well. How much are you down?
10.
Yep, take it back.
Rhoda, you have found the light.
Yes, almighty one.
Well, don't call me that. That's reserved for...
You're not
for
the possum god now?
No, I'm not. What?
Well, you have changed into
gold.
Much
to
I
learn.
Thought we were all dead. Are we not all dead together?
No.
You're dead
no.
And you came back to life. That doesn't make you the possum god or an opossum still?
No. This... I've been to the underneath and back. I am still a humble servant of our mother, the great possum.
Bless
but I'm
her.
Not the great possum. Please do not call me that.
You're my possum tour.
You're still kind of an angel.
What's that?
You mean you died, you came back, and you were sent back by your god as representation.
You can call me whatever you like, but
guys, but also I am back as well.
That's great, Gilf, but
you had your time.
It was me the entire time.
Looking back on it, I can kind of recognize a few points when I should have been more aware, but Daryl's a literal angel.
Yeah. Okay. But Bugfly's still like starstruck.
Oh.
Aren't there still golden possums just surrounding us everywhere?
Well, they're starting to disappear as the fire has gone out.
Are the bunnies dead too?
Yeah, you see no bunnies.
Thank you for saving us, my friend.
When one of our children is in need, I will be there to protect them. But as you are clearly no longer in need, I must leave you now.
Wait, what? Why? No, stay.
Nope.
Stay, you rode a wave, dude.
Yep.
I think I should come with you.
We definitely still need both of you.
What?
The sun is gone.
Excuse me.
Belagor would just point towards the non-existent
sun.
That is technically a good thing for possums, as we are nocturnal, so... All's good here. I'm going back
we'll
to
all
one second.
Die.
Oh.
Everything that lives will die. The possums will have nothing to eat because everything above the ground will die.
Okay, well, I didn't die and come back to life to have everything die. So I suppose I will stay. If this mission is just, and you are my friends, what were the names again? You said Gilf?
Wait, what?
What was your name again?
Yeah, my name's Gilf.
Gilf? And what are you, some kind of
what?
Druid, some kind of...
No, I'm not a druid at all.
You must be a bard of
what?
Some
I'm
type.
Not a, do I look like a bard? Do I have the voice of a bard?
Yes, you have one of those interesting singing voices.
Well, you could have just said nice voice, but okay.
No, a nice voice is like the one of this creature here, and I'm pointing at Belagard. No, your voice is more like a...
What?
Like one of those, like, ooh, I don't know, he's not, like, great at singing.
Yeah, no.
If that makes sense to you.
You know my name, though. You know who I am.
What is your name again?
You just said it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive you said it.
Gilf, I remember now.
Yes.
And Belagard.
Yes, my friend.
Yes. Rhoda, of course.
Of course.
Yes, your names are in the ledgers now.
No way, it's not.
I know all the names of my children. Yeah. And Bugfly, my old friend.
I'm big.
It seems we have all changed. Yes, I will go on your journey with you.
Is everyone all right?
I'm okay. He starts patting himself down.
Bug fine.
What happened to Frank?
Who's Frank?
Frank, the... Doug...
Frank was the guy he mistaken for the guy that I was pretending to be.
Oh, yeah. Girls, Frank. Girls.
You were pretending to be Frank?
God, Belagard, just be cool for like 5 minutes, man.
This is why you had his Eunice. Now it makes sense.
Wait a second. What is your name again?
For real? Are we doing... Gilf looks around at everyone else.
Gary.
Stop it.
Morton.
No.
It was Morton.
No,
it's Morton Salt,
oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what is coming
it
into
Morton,
my head.
But we called him Milf.
What? No. That's not... Guys.
Such a cool nickname.
So Bugfly realizes that Gilf is here because she was so fixated on Darrell. The strength of the mushroom, is it wearing off or where?
It's still there.
It's still there?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to like run at Gilf into a tackle hug.
All right. Roll grapple as well.
It's a resisting, yes.
Yeah.
Is it strength?
Strength or dexterity?
Okay. Strength it is. 16.
7.
Okay. Role play that.
So she comes like charging out at me and I just sidestep.
And I just like eat it.
I see her like running and like maybe about to fall. So like, can I go to like try to catch her?
Oh. Sure. Yeah. I think that's like, it would be reflex. So dexterity. Roll dexterity.
Okay. 12.
Yeah, you catch her.
Yes. Okay, great.
And I see Daryl go to catch Rhoda, and I think everyone's in a group hug. So I'm like, oh, okay, me too. And I like run over to like pick them all up at one time.
Aww.
Hmm. Ah.
The game's 17. Back together. Yeah, you nail it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Love is happening. Love.
I farted.
So, Gilf, are you and Frank friends?
What? Stop it. You know what's going on here.
Hold on. You did get lower intelligence since the last time I saw you.
I fell a few times in the mine.
Guys, do you want to keep going forward?
Can I ask what's going on specifically?
I'm also not sure where forward is.
Up ahead, where we were going, the direction we were going before.
I forgot what we were doing.
You were heading to Red Hollow, if you recall. That's where the Lillington family,
yeah.
They were one of the ruling families of the Court of Crowns. They were one of the four ruling families. On an artifact that Gilf had found on his travels before meeting up with you, you saw the seal of the Lillington family. So it's a clue that you have towards the fact that the Helm of Gru is missing.
Well, if you guys aren't too busy, I actually have a friend, the Lillington family, that I'd like to go visit if you guys wanted to go do something like that.
That's what we were going to do.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna save the freaking sun, dude. That's what we were on our way. Did you know that we were going to do that?
They're involved in it.
Yeah, why are you going to see them then?
I told you they're friends. I just want to say hi.
Oh, you're just friends?
I haven't seen them for a while, and I haven't been out.
Oh, great. We have an inn then.
I suppose.
Yeah, where do we go?
This way.
And you start walking. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. Do you all follow?
Yep.
Yeah, we all follow. All
right.
I build a tent. Just kidding. I follow too.
I am following, but I am trying to grab Gilf's hand because I still want to like initiate physical contact with Gilf. And so I'm just like grabbing his hand and swinging it.
Why is it all sticky? Yeah.
My hand is super sticky.
As you walk, Bugfly, you begin to feel the effects of the mushroom wear off. But now you feel sick to your stomach and a little dizzy. You now have disadvantage on all ability checks going forward.
Guys, I think I'm gonna barf. Guys.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna
barf. Let go of my hand.
No.
Let go of my hand.
No idea. And
I'm
climbing on Gilf because I want him to soothe me.
Let go of my hand. Get off me. What are you doing?
I'm
get
so
off
sick.
My shoulders.
No. It's okay, Bugfly. You can barf if you want to barf. Sometimes that makes me feel better.
You can't. Please don't.
I'm like retching like a cat.
No. It makes me.
Stop. Roll the puke. Let's see if you puke.
15.
That's a definite puke.
Great. Would remove curse or dispel magic or I don't know what kind of effect. Should I just pick one and guess? Like,
well, you could check her out and see if you could figure it out.
Okay.
You'll need to roll insight.
Okay. I will roll insight just to see what's wrong. I go over to Bugfly. Oh, Bugfly, I'm sensing that you might be sick or something. Oh, 20. Natural.
You recognize this as the same thing that happened to Beauregard when you were down in the dungeon. After you eat a mushroom, you get immense strength, but as it wears off, you go through withdrawals.
So like what kind of effect is that?
It's poison.
It's just poison.
Okay. Well, there's tons of mushrooms. Let's just all keep eating them.
No. It's a gateway drug. Just say no.
A baker
Mr. Barros, come in.
Yes,
come
yes,
in.
Mama, come on. Come on.
Hello. Oh. Don't hurry your mother. I move at my own pace.
Okay,
I go
okay.
in when I want to go in. What's in your shirt button, your top button? You look like a scrub.
It's
we
the
did
style.
Not come from the streets.
Oh, Mama, it's a style. It's a style.
You're not a style. You're my boy. You're my sweet boy. Look at you.
I'm here too. I have a bread in my hand.
Shut up, Ova.
Okay.
You three are from Oinker's Bakery, correct?
Of course, the world famous.
Oh, thank God. Michael, from God's Fall.
What, from what?
What the fuck is that?
Doesn't matter.
What's
he
that?
Asked
what
for
is
a
that?
Seven-layer cake of pain.
Oh.
And I heard that Oinker's Bakery could make the best seven-layer cake of pain. For he is going to throw a beholder's wedding and lure the dungeon rats in.
So beautiful.
Oh, my heart, my heart.
Let me get my handkerchief. I'll fan you, Mama.
Oh, thank you. I can take it. God bless my late husband who stays at home because I don't like to see scene with him.
Mama, your accent! Mama!
Mama!
Don't talk about my accent!
Oh, no, I won't!
I know where I come from, it lives inside of me!
So you want a business? You want the business with us?
Yes, I want a seven-layer cake of pain that I can take to a beholder's
wedding!
Don't make
direct eye contact with me, hello, don't look at my eyes!
Don't look at
why
me!
What's wrong?
She's the ugliest in the family!
Mama!
I'm so terrible looking!
No,
don't
you're
look
beautiful!
At me in the face.
You're beautiful.
No, she's not. You should see my daughter. She's the most beautiful one in this family.
That's what they tell me, yes.
I have no opinions. I'm related, so I don't care. I don't care at all.
Shut your mouth.
I'm shushing
like
my...
a million dogs.
Listen. We can make this cake, okay? We've
yes.
made it once before.
Okay.
Okay, we make phenomenal, painful
yes.
cakes.
Yes.
Yes.
I know what you want. You want... the World Storm.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh. We've only made it one time before, okay?
Mama!
Me.
Here, I can't take it.
I'm fanning you.
I'm fanning you from over here. Hello, over here on the side.
Oh, Ova, get away from me. You're like a scab
okay.
that doesn't go away.
She's not that bad looking.
No,
she's
awful.
Average at worst.
No, I'm awful. Don't look at me in the eyes.
Worst case scenario,
okay.
She's an average looking woman. Best case, she's a seven.
Whoa, what?
That's
wow.
pretty high.
That's so nice.
On a scale of 100.
No,
maybe.
No, I mean 10.
Oh,
I'm
no,
I'm not,
terrible.
I'm not trying
Don't,
to,
oh, you're
like,
looking
anything.
At me
no,
I
I'm just trying.
No, it's very nice. I just gesture toward the ground, please. Thank you.
What do you, how much do you get paid a year? If you are looking for something that's really going to hit the bullets, then I have a daughter that... beats over by
Mama, we are making
points.
Cake. We are
oh,
making
yes.
cake for this. We're not selling.
I know.
You want a World Storm cake?
Yes, please.
Full of knives or you know the dark magic. Oh, pain.
Okay. Seven layers
Mama
of pain.
Mia.
Like a seven layer salad. The mayonnaise. The
yes.
peas. The
yes.
lettuce.
No. I think
the
I,
other
I,
mayonnaise.
Yes.
The more mayonnaise.
Yes. I think I was quite clear. Seven
so
layer
much
cake.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise
no
everywhere.
No mayonnaise on cake.
Lots of mayonnaise.
You make me so proud, son. I am so proud that you
Mama.
Come to my heritage. You know
Mama.
I ripped him from my loins.
You ripped him? Ow.
I didn't want to leave. I clung like a cat. Like a cat not wanting to go into water. I clung to the sides of her uterus.
He still clings to me like that on Friday nights when I'm trying to push him out the door to meet a new wife.
Not the uterus.
I don't wanna...
Not the uterus,
no.
though. Not inside.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
No.
In a safe, respectable side.
Yes.
On the outside.
Yes.
My uterus only gets grabbed by people I like.
Okay.
Oh.
Mama.
Nova, you do not mama me.
I'm
I
sorry.
Am not your
I
mama.
Know, but I don't know her.
Well, now that you've stepped in the light, you must be at least an 8.
Oh, well.
What?
Just,
oh, Jesus.
This guy throwing around compliments, okay? He must have so much money.
So much
mama,
money.
He must have so much
do
money.
Do you have money? I sell her to you.
What I don't have in money... I have in power.
Okay.
What kind of cake? What you said pain, but you did not specify which kind of pain.
I want to start with basic pain.
Okay, like a skin prick
like
or
a paper
yes,
cut.
Yes,
paper
like,
cut.
Like physical pain.
Physical pain, yes.
But then we move on. to emotional pain.
Oh, psychological pain.
Yes. No, psychological is level 3.
Oh.
Emotional is like your dog dying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, dude, I remember my dog is the only thing that loved me.
Oh, I killed that dog so good. I killed it so good.
My brother killed him. I burned him. It was a burial, yes.
Oh, that's sad.
She looks like a 6 after that story, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Her
we hear it a lot.
Lowered her a couple of rungs.
I am so proud of my family.
You're proud of me, Mom? Mom?
No, I'm not your mama, but I will trade you. You want over? We give you cake for free.
For free.
Oh, no.
Whoa, you can live here. This is my estate. Look around. There's 4 corners. One of them smaller than the other 3.
You have a haystack in your living quarters.
That's my bed.
That is a hay bed.
Over mind your manners.
I am minding my manners.
Mama, you know what I thought you were going to say right there?
What?
I thought you were going to say, over my dead body. I thought for sure you were going to say that, Mama. I thought it'd
no,
be so funny.
No, that's your mind and brain joke.
Just like, over my dead body. Do you get it?
I really want to do a business with you.
Yeah. 7-layer cake of pain.
Okay.
So psychological pain.
Then you're going to live here.
Well, no, I am not being traded or bartered for cake. I am a person.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Yes.
I thought, never mind.
I always forget.
Person.
I remind you.
Person.
You want cherry on top? You want a chocolate cherry?
Not chocolate. I want like kill your dog on top.
No, that makes me.
Oh,
so
I like
sad.
That. I like how this guy works.
It's a really sad memory you just brought back.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm just saying.
It's
a cake of pain, not of chocolate.
Over.
Yes, Mama.
Tell him about the chocolate covered bomb.
So there's a bomb. It is made of chocolate. And it needs to be ignited from the inside.
We put someone small in there.
Yes, we
and
put
Orva
a small.
Is tiny.
So small.
Yes, it will be me in the cake. And I will ignite the cake and I will light it aflame.
Will you die?
Well, you know, I've never done it.
Win some, lose some. We take all major credit cards. And Venmo.
What's that?
It's a venom. We exchange cakes for venom.
Would you die?
Well, you know, it's only been pitched to me in theory. There's been some diagrams of me hiding in the cake. There's a cake nook where I will lay inside.
Like my big corner.
Yes, just like your big corner.
I have a big corner, a small corner.
Yeah, who would the architect do?
I don't know. When they came very quickly.
Yeah, when they came with the plans, when the architect came and he's like, big corner, small corner, you said,
give me the big one.
Yes, I'll light it from the inside. It's your liking. Your liking?
Yeah, but I don't want you to die.
Well,
you're at least a 6 on a good day, an 8.
This guy keeps dropping down.
I feel like my average is a 7 then.
I feel like this is the Rotten Tomatoes of jobs.
Mama, it's your pick.
Your choice. I don't know. I don't care.
You don't care. You don't care if I'm inside the cake.
I mean, I do, but also if it works, if it gets the dungeon rats.
I want to leave the decision up to my beautiful, well-raised, very handsome son, who I know will make the best decision that this family needs.
So, we put Ova in the cake.
I'll be in the cake.
Or, we get string, we light the string from a distance, and then the cake blows up. But, that's gonna cost you 1 extra silver. So, Ova blows up, 3, 1 extra silver, Ova's your wife.
What? Hold on.
It's a noodle scratcher. I'll be the first to admit it's a real noodle scratcher.
Can we put Mama in the cake?
Mama in the cake.
Huh?
Mama
the
in the cake.
The last time Mama wore a cake, she was young and had frosting everywhere.
She sang happy birthday a lot.
Here's what I suggest.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes are perfect. Honey, tell them about the time we wiped out an entire nation.
Mama, your accent.
My accent is fine. I know where it came
I'm
from.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So one time, we watched the entire nation.
Everyone's accent. Where are you from?
We're from an island.
The islands of Trimea?
No.
No, we are obviously Aineans. That's where we are.
Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it?
No.
So deal or not?
Is it a 7-layer cupcake?
Yes.
I don't think Michael would love that. Deal.
Who's this Michael?
Who is Michael?
I don't know. He plays Zion.
He plays with what?
His Zion?
Is that like a toy?
No.
What's a Zion? Like a Zionophone?
Yes, yes. Just
like the mallets?
It's a set of bells played by a god named Fall.
Oh. You know, speaking of that, my bones are starting to creak. I feel like we better go before the gods start falling from the sky.
Mama, put on your compression gloves.
Mama. No,
they won't creak so much.
Then I won't be naked anymore.
Well, got to go.
Goodbye. It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Save me. Help. Help.
I'll try. Right here, former leader and now arch nemesis of the Dungeon Rats. I hate the Dungeon Rats so much that I started donating to their Patreon just to prove it. You can find a link in the show notes. Anyway, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Carlos Luna and Patrick O'Rourke. This episode was edited by, with an original score from Carlos Luna. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. Belagard is Aram Vartian. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.